it was so powerful. And people did it in a way that showcased, you know, how we can all come together to demand change. And then when I first got to South Station, they had not actually, they were antagonistic, but not violent at that point. And then bricks and rocks and buckets and garbage cans began hurling into the line of officers while they screamed, "Why are you in riot gear?" And all I could think of was, if they weren't in riot gear, you guys would have hit them in the head with a brick. Like, they're in riot gear because you guys broke out windows in the cop cars. It just, I'm almost lost. I'm lost for words. I'm not usually lost for words, but I'm lost for words. Like, I'm so sad that this happened in the city that I love. And I'm even more devastated that it happened in my neighborhood that I love. And that we have to spend our Sundays cleaning up from something that I think took away from this morning's, or from that morning's events, and harmed people here. Like, they were spraying tear gas to disperse the crowd. There were people in their homes that were not participating with their windows open that likely got that in their homes. You know, people were scared. Elderly people were crying. It just, I don't know how anyone could think that this is going to make things better for us. I just don't understand.
In the few short hours since you put up the flyer about the cleanup coming up here at 10 o'clock, what's the response that you've gotten so far? What are you expecting?
It's all been positive. I've got a lot of people telling me that they're coming. There's no sign up, so I don't know what the crowd will look like. It'll definitely be a decent core of people that come, I think, and, you know, we'll work our way through it and bag up trash and try to get it back to a little bit of normalcy. I mean, nothing's normal right now during the pandemic, but there's somewhere we can get it back to. It can't be like this.